Hi, this is Holly Wheeler, and I am delighted to be on your call, Robin, and to inspire people to the vision of what is possible. And I think the piece that comes to my mind initially is that when I first got started in this, and I had such a dramatic turnaround in my own health, and I started sharing it with other people, and they started having the same, something happening to them on a physical level, and seeing really the possibility that was here on all different kinds of levels, helping other people, creating a second source of income, whatever, that I realized it was a lot more efficient to be able to have calls with a number of people at once for a lot of reasons. One is we learn together. And we support each other, and we mastermind each other, and we can track each other, and we fall down together, and we rise up together, and we see where what this works or that doesn't work, and we start to realize that there's pretty much, by now, even more than what there was 10 years ago, a fairly tried and proven some guidelines that you can't mess with. It's already, there's no point in recreating the wheel. And so that's the good news. And, you know, oftentimes like an entrepreneur, they don't necessarily, they're not always coachable because they're just wild and woolly out there trying to make it happen and create themselves. And there's a fine line between being coachable and not losing your spirit and your entrepreneurial spirit of like, this is an amazing out-of-the-box black sheep type of experience that most people, when I'm doing a training, most people, when I say, do we have any black sheep in the room, and everyone can resonate to that. They are free thinkers. They're people who just don't necessarily want to do the 9-to-5 until the day they die. And one of the most brilliant things about this whole business is that you actually have a way to buy your life back and to own your life. And I'm the living proof. Robin has watched me go from sleeping on the floor to a live little bunny that just hops around the globe and spends winters in Mexico and tangos. And you got my life back. And just, you know, I play polo, I play tennis. I have an extraordinary life. And if you had told me this was going to happen 10 years ago, I would have just laughed because I was so down and out. I was broke. I was exhausted. I was health challenged. You can read about it on my website. My website is hollysdream.com. And so really, it was a disaster. My life had come to an end. I just was like just kind of waiting to die. I moved over here, and that was what I sort of thought was going to happen. I just get sick or cancer or something and croak. And the furthest thing, I am not sick anymore. I am not a sick person. I am a healthy,
yay,
vibrant, alive person. So I know what's possible, which is why I never give up. And to thread that back again is, when I started seeing what was possible, I got so excited, and there were some people who started to identify themselves that they really finally, Robin, wanted to do it themselves as well. So I put this call together, and I called it my bridge call. We call it core calls now, whatever you call it, which you are on now. This is one of them. And I had that call for, I don't know, a year, year and a half. I have no idea. We met every Monday morning, 10 o'clock. All five or six of us, and it turned out this was amazing. Every single one of those people who stayed on that call, because everybody did, for the entire year, I mean, it's just like wherever we were, that's what we did, became diamonds. Every single one. Every single one. And they were my only diamonds for years. And the power of having somebody be able to coach you, support you, walk with you, encourage you, track you, and mastermind with you what your next steps are, and give you ultimately all the information you need so that you yourself can be successful in this business. is what made the day, is what every single one of us got. And we became tighter and tighter, and we, you know, we laughed, we cried, we did everything we did and human to try it. We, you know, swore we'd never get on another call, and back we'd come. And anyway, it was an amazing thing to look back and realize that tenacity and that stick-to-itiveness and that encouragement and tracking of each other became what got every one of us through and built every one of our diamond ship businesses. So, and they were the only diamonds. It wasn't like diamonds were popping anywhere else in my group. They were the only ones who were my diamonds for years. So you have. So I'm telling you, this call is the most important part of your business. It's not only important, it's critical. It's essential, it's crucial. So the only people who don't make it in this business are people who give up. And, you know, we have a saying, which is probably the core to my entire success, is that follow-up and support. The follow-up is where this business happens. And right now, we are following up with you. And we talk about it in this way, that when somebody signs up, that they really decide they really want to go for it, then we go to work for them. So Robin and I are working for you. That's just how it is. And we will take a step every time you take a step. And if you take two steps, we'll run along next to you. But we're not going to drag you. And what we're trying to do is empower you so that you can learn this business in the period of time that's comfortable for you and be able to learn everything you need to know about how to do it. It is not rocket science. The learning curve does not take that long in the scheme of things, you know, 6 months to a year, whatever. But when you consider what you, you know, if you look at a massage therapist, I don't know if any of you are massage therapists, but if any of you are, does anyone?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Callie, how long does it take to, how many hours do you have to go through to get a certificate as a massage therapist?
How many hours does it take for me to get a specific what?
Certificate.
Certificate.
To become a massage therapist, what is the course of study and how long is it? How many hours?
Well, in Colorado, you can become certified for as little as 500 hours.
As little?
Yeah, the school that I went to was 884 hours, and because of the school's closure, I was rushed through some other classes, so I ended up with like 900 and something from that school, and then I have 150 from a little school in Hawaii.
We're talking 1,000 hours.
Yeah, pretty much. But 500 if you want to be certified here in Colorado.
All right, 500, 1,000 hours. So let's just talk about that. So if you do a massage, do you get paid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you get paid again the next week for the massage you did last week?
Only if by doing such a great massage, I rebook that person for next week or
but
some other.
But you have to massage them again, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you get the drift. We're trading time for dollars every time we do a massage, every time we're a dental hygienist, every time we're a carpenter, every time we do whatever it is that we do for the 9-to-5 job. And until you really, really get it and the money starts coming mailbox, you know, like you'll never go back once you understand this residual thing. Now, if I could get everybody's undivided attention for 500 hours, I mean, and you were to give me 500 hours of your time, you would know this business. You would know this business. It doesn't take longer than that. This is not rocket science here.
Yeah.
But 500 hours, I mean, you're talking 40 hour weeks, you're talking 10, 12 weeks straight out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's 40 hour a week. And most people are coming in, you know, it's 3, 4, 5 hours a week that they're dedicating to this business as far as learning it and actually doing it. And maybe 10 hours when they're first getting started. So that would be like a year. at 10 hours a week, right? 50 times 10?
Yeah.
So I tell people, how on earth do you think you're going to learn a business when it takes 500 hours to be a massage therapist? How on earth are you going to learn this business if you don't give yourself at least what a massage therapist does? And a massage therapist doesn't earn, you know, what, a quarter? And they have to go to work all the time of what the learning curve and what learning possibilities. So it's very, very important that you see what it is that we are dancing with. And the stakes are so high. We're talking people's lives. So, and my life was one of them. I mean, you can go and read my story on my website, but the short of it is I've been on antibiotics for 13 years straight for acne prevention, which I did not have, and it was a preventive measure, and it just about killed me. And the onslaught of that is that my immune system, as you can imagine, was shot.
Yeah.
I was allergic to everything in sight, and I became almost a bubble child. I had to go out with long pants, long sleeves, hat, change my clothes 3 or 4 times a day when it was at its all-time worst. Sometimes the only comfort and relief I could get was submerged in a bathtub, breathing through a wet washcloth. My memory was shot. Oh, it was really sweet. Really sweet, Kelly. I could go to a movie with you and see you the next day and have zero recollection that you had been at the movie with me.
What?
Yeah, no memory. It was gone. And can you imagine how embarrassing it was to see my friends and start telling them about a movie that I had seen? I mean,
right?
And then they'd say, Holly, I saw it with you. And I would just, like, die. So I finally decided to sort of be a recluse because in going out because it was so embarrassing and it was intolerable to feel like people didn't care. I mean, like people didn't think that I cared about them, and that was the furthest thing from the truth. My memory was gone. Well, it's back. So it was horrendous. So it took years of trying to pull my health together, and I wasn't able to do it. Moved over to Paonia to live out my days, and I'm about 4.5 hours from you.
Okay.
And then I found Body Bounce, and I had a miraculous experience. I ended up taking an entire bottle overnight, and you can read about that, how that happened. And then I got my life back within a matter of weeks. 6 weeks later, I was taking stairs 2 at a time. I'd gotten to a point where I couldn't even go up a flight of stairs without sitting down. And one time it was so bad, I knew I couldn't make it to the top no matter what I did. And I thought, I am in such trouble. I was in denial.
Nice. Oh,
I was freaked. Yeah, it was terrifying. And so somebody offered me this trip, and I said, forget it. I can't even go up to my bedroom. And then I ended up going. And anyway, one thing led to another, and I ended up taking an entire bottle, and then one on the way over and one on the way back, and then I committed to 6 weeks of taking the Body Balance. Oh, well, I committed to taking it, and 6 weeks later, I had such dramatic turnaround that it was crazy. My memory was coming back. I could take the stairs 2 at a time, that I couldn't even go up. My allergies were starting to improve. And as I said, my memory came back. And my sleep was I was at 16 hours a night, and it went down to 8 during that 13-week period.
Okay.
Actually, it was 6-week period, and then I went down to Boulder. And I passed out 17 bottles in the course of 4 days. And within 3 weeks, everyone started saying, what's in this stuff? You know, I want everybody on it. So I got backdoored into the business. And I was the most skeptical person. My neighbor had tried to put me on the Body Balance like a year before, and I refused. And I kept, putting it in the closet. And after 6 months, I put it in a box and I sent it back to Life Force. Because I didn't want to. Yeah, I was a Miss Skeptic. And Paul knew that I was capable, and now that, and I was still, I hadn't had this epiphany yet. This was before all this had happened. And
her neighbor is Paul Devlin, mind you. So
okay,
that's
nice.
That's how Paul comes into the story. Yeah.
I'd been to Ann Wigmore, and I was clean as a whistle. You know, I had detox, but I was anemic, and I was minerally bereft. And so when my body saw these minerals, I mean, it was like doing a Sufi dance. It was just all over it. And so I saturated, as I later came to coin this phrase, overnight. And then my body started to rebuild and repair itself. And over the next, you know, 6 weeks, 2-3 months, it was like waking up from an absolute freaking 20-year nightmare of being asleep.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. Anybody who knew me couldn't believe that I was the same person. And that's, you know, so the rest is kind of history, because I realize it is so important for each of us to totally realize that people are waiting to meet you whose lives are in balance. And
right.
You may not know them, but your friends may know them, or your friends' friends may know them. But they're out there. And they're people like me, who got trapped between medicine and ignorance, and there it was. And we know a lot more about lots of things now, and as much as I'm able, I keep putting stuff up on my website, so I encourage you to go start at the top and work your way down, and you can learn about how I've been able to hold on to the dream so easily, because
what's the website again?
Hollydream.com.
Holly's
Dream. HOLLYS. Holly's
S.
Dream. No,
okay.
No apostrophe.
Okay.
You know, I'm building a grow dome over here, and two of the guys were a wreck. And
yeah.
And you know, allergies and inhalers, those steroid inhalers, and sinuses that were so bad that, you know, had to sleep with his mouth open, wake up with headaches, and just up half the night and trying to sleep sitting up, and it's just horrible. And one of them was actually staying here. He was the supervisor for this grow dome greenhouse thing that I'm building. And so, you know, I definitely took out the insults, and he's now on Body Balance. And I put him on this great diet. This is really interesting, Robin. I put him on this great diet, which took away all the, you know, the wheat, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, sugar, alcohol, coffee. That part was easy because he was at my house and that was what I was eating. And so he made some improvement. He definitely made some improvement. But I sent him home. The last day he was here, I put him on the Body Balance. And within 24 hours of being on the Body Balance, or 48 hours, one or the other, all of a sudden his sinuses got, you know, enormously improved. They went, like he said, he was like at a 9. He was so stuffed up and brain fog and couldn't breathe and couldn't think. And by the time he left, he was down to about a 4. And when I talked to him tonight, he said, "I'm about at a 1. I can't believe it." You know, and the Body Balance just kicked it to a whole new level of, you know, of infection and inflammation. So he's now able to breathe, and his brain has lifted as far as the fog, and he's just blown away. So diet is one thing.
And so, Holly, maybe you could segue from here, because all these guys came, except for Aaron, but the other ones came to the Boulder Blitz, and we worked on their million-dollar story. And Holly coined the term, the million-dollar story, because she, as you hear, she has a million-dollar story. Well, she's made well more than $1 million with
yeah.
her story. I don't know how many millions you've made, Holly, but you know how one story can change can change thousands and thousands of people's lives. So, you know, just using this guy as an example, or your other people, Holly, just say a little bit about how you help them kind of distinguish their own story and then record it and all of that.
So how do I get people to tell a story? And how do I get them to define what their story is?
How do you help your new customers really distinguish what their story is, like even define and understand and notice their own story and help them write it up and all of that? Because I think, like with this guy you were just talking about, is a great example. You know, you're tracking the details and you're helping him track them.
Right. So that's what the follow-up is all about. You know, when you wonder what to say with people, I mean, I heard you say, Robin, you know, you just listen a lot. But, you know, I would add to that and say, I'm asking questions, which is listening, but I'm getting them to talk about what's going on. And I use, you know, Robin has a great health evaluation questionnaire, and you just simply go over it and over it and over it and over it. And you, I have people put numbers, which I think you do too, Robin. They have to put numbers about where they are on whatever.
Yeah, and there's a brand new one, updated one on Team Crown that's really nice. It's an extensive health eval, and it has, and it goes for 6 months where you can keep recalibrating it, and you know, for 6 months. So that's a nice new one.
Well, the point is that when somebody begins, they're miserable. Oftentimes. Now, not everybody, you know, but they could probably use more energy or more endurance or more focus or ability or libido or whatever, colon function. It doesn't really matter. Usually everybody has something that they would be happy to improve. And the point is that when you get people started, you want to see what their objectives are, what their goals are, and where they are health-wise. And it is true that some of my best people have been people who've been highly stressed one way or another. Now, Robin was highly stressed because her job was so all-encompassing, and just the financial scene was difficult. So, Robin, you also had a lot of things that happened on a physical level, but it wasn't the same as like Jan Lauder, who had fibromyalgia, and she was just couldn't function. So it was more dramatic. But what I find is that if you can find the place in a person that they're really challenged, whether it's emotional, physical, financial, health, whatever, and really get them to attach a number to it, which is what that health questionnaire helps you do, is you get to go through, like sleep. You know, how many hours do you sleep? Do you have to get up a number of times during the night to pee? Is it easy for you to go back to sleep? When you wake up, do you feel refreshed? Do you have to take naps all the time during the day? You know, are you mentally clear, and do you have consistent energy throughout the day? What's your body doing? And if you can help people identify in that one category, for instance, what it is, and all of this, like I have this one guy 2 weeks ago, he came to buy a house, and let me paraphrase right here, or not paraphrase, but insert, there's nobody who gets near me. Nobody. Nobody gets past me. Because I see people, and I look at them, and I can just instantly go, oh, my God, I can see where this body is going to go, and this person is not going to be happy. And if we can have a conversation right now, it could change the course and the direction and the quality of their life. And so, as Robin knows, I am relatively fearless about talking to people because if you learn how to bring it up in a way that seems that oftentimes occurs naturally, if you just take advantage of something they just said, and if your ears get attuned to that, there's really simple segues. I don't go around looking for people and just going, ooh, I wonder how I could start a conversation with that. I don't do that. I don't even think about it until something they say triggers me, and I go, oh, yeah, I got something to tell you. Or, you know, I wouldn't say that. I would say, are you interested in learning more about that? I know something about that. Or I might say, are you interested in health? When somebody has just said that they've got, you know, some condition, I said, are you interested in your health? I'm much better on the spot when I'm actually talking to somebody.
Yeah, well, like this guy with the grow dome, Holly. What did you, you know, you became apparent he was on inhaler or something like that.
The other guy was coughing and wheezing and sneezing. This was Fran, and both of them. They both were doing a lot of the same stuff. And I said to Fran the first day, and he was so closed. And I went, okay. I was ready to fire him. I didn't want his energy on the job. And he was like, no, I like my beer. You know, he's sort of being a macho guy. And I said, you don't have to be doing that. I just want you to know that. You know, I work with a lot of people. It's my life. And I've watched a lot of people that have actually gotten through asthma and all this other stuff. And if you want to know more, I'd be happy to tell you. No, I like my beer. And I was like, okay. And I didn't say another word. The next day, he came in. I mean, his ears were practically hanging. He was so sheepish. And he told me when he went home, he almost passed out. He almost blacked out. And he got really scared. And so I just laughed, and I said, I'm really sorry. I said, are you ready to listen now? And he went, yeah. I said, all right. And I took him up to my kitchen, and I opened up my refrigerator, and I made him sit down, and I put a clipboard in front of him, and I said, We are going to spend some time now, and I'm going to teach you some things that are probably going to change and alter and save your damn life. So, and I get in people's face because it makes me so mad that people don't know. And I said, taste it. Tell me what you think. And he said, it's good. You know, and I was giving him a lettuce wrap with beans and salsa and avocado and tomatoes. I mean, what's not to like? And then I started talking to him, and he became a puppy dog. He was so excited. And I said, tomorrow I want you to go get a mask and so that you don't have to be breathing all that stuff. And when we have to move stuff around, I want you to go outside, and I'm going to pay you to sit outside and wait till the dust settles. And if you want my attention, I am totally willing to work with you, but you've got to do your side of it. You know, it's like, are you ready? Because, and I make agreements, as Robin knows, I don't let people off the hook. I say, you know, if I'm going to work with you, then you need to do your side of it, and I'll take a step if you take a step. And I expect you to, you know, to make lots of mistakes. Don't worry, I'm not into the judgment business. I'm just into the encouragement business. But if you're willing to try, I'll help you. And so off we go. 2 days later, that guy is off the atomizers. He's so excited. He felt so much better today. This is the other guy, not even the supervisor dude. And that's a great story, which I'll tell you. And so he's going back to his grandmother's memorial service, coming back and getting on the body balance and going to stay on the diet while he's gone. And he is so excited about it. He said, oh, my God, I had no idea. I said, it's going to change your life big time. You know, hanging out with your buddies, drinking beer, that's not going to be part of your lifestyle anymore because it's poison for you. It's going to kill you. Now, I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but what I'm trying to convey to you is you can hear in my voice what Robin talked about, a level of confidence that has only come from years of watching people do face plants and totally lose it or go backwards or go away or not believe it was possible. And I had to keep upping and upping and upping my confidence and my belief so that people would just really listen and pay attention. And sometimes I just say, look, come up here and I want you to try this stuff and see that it's not like lettuce leaves and, you know, goofy food. It's totally decent, full, yummy, robust, fabulous, nutritional, good food. So that's one. He'll be back. And then the supervisor guy, he's the one that I told you that, you know, went from a 9 to a 1. And that's like in less than a week. I mean, he can now breathe. And his brain fog is gone. And he's now, of course, I sent him home with a case of body balance. When you can afford it, that's the best thing you can do is have a case around, because when people want to try it, they want it right then and there. And then what I do with people is I take their credit card and then I replace my inventory and I send my box out the door with them. And then I order another case and I have it delivered back to me. Robin can explain that if you didn't quite follow that. But it's a way to get people product instantly and then you replace replace that case back at your house. So
what we do, you know, is just also is just let people just borrow a bottle if they're local, you know, and then when their order comes, we can get one
back,
you know, from
yeah.
there. But so, Holly,
yeah,
we only have five more minutes here, so I just wanted to, let people just, you know, bring this part to a close in a moment here. So whatever you wanted to say to wrap that up, and then just let people, you know, comment on what they're learning from listening to you.
Well, I would say that the health evaluation questionnaire is the most valuable thing you can do. This call is the other most valuable thing you can do. And learn how, by reading and studying your 500 to 1,000 hours that you're going to devote to this, the most amazing career that ever there was, where the stakes are the highest that ever could possibly be, talking about people's lives, where you need to learn stories. This is a story-based business, and the more stories you can whip out, the more credible, the more believable it is, and they far and away surpass the scientific documentation. I mean, my orientation is about people want to know what's in it for them, and they want to know it works, and that's pretty much the bottom line. And if you can learn a lot of stories, you know, I don't know this person, but I read it on this website, and this woman is one of the top people in Life Force, and these are people that have put like under testimonials, it says people who've been personally coached by Holly, and you may know Diane Kachi, and her story is one of the first ones on my under there, and then liquidstories.com, and you need to know stories in every single category. And the other thing that nobody can get past is called lists to learn, and it's a way that I have four lists that rattles off that nobody could say, oh, my God, you're kidding. It works for fibromyalgia, and then you have to clarify and say, well, it doesn't exactly work for, but it gives the body what it needs so that it can deal with that. But that list to learn, it's on my website. You can go down to index and you can find it. And if you can commit that to memory, those four lists, there's nobody who could stand up to what you just said to them that wouldn't be curious and want to know more about it. So that's pretty, you know, I boiled this thing down to caring about other people, listening to what they have to say, asking them questions about how they're progressing, learning, teaching them how to tell their story by having them continually tell you what their new number is about how they're improving. And because people will forget, that's an amazing thing. They'll have migraines and they won't even remember they had them. And so you have to be the one that encourages them to tell you what's going on for them and remind them and keep asking them about their condition or their imbalance, so that will go in the story as that number goes up. Yeah, I used to sleep 10 hours, now I sleep 8. I used to wake up 3 times in the night, now I don't wake up at all. I used to poop once or twice a week, now I poop twice a day. And how to tell a story is under how to tell a $1 million story on my website. So those are the basics that I just do over and over again with every single person. Okay, over and out.
Thank you so much, Holly. And I'm going to send everybody those links to those things, those documents she described, so you can just look at that in your time and continue to learn from Holly's wisdom. So, that went really fast, our time. But I just want to thank you, Holly, and I invite everybody to just share a little bit here in closing of what are you taking with you? What did you get from this tonight? What did you learn that you're taking with you?
Well, Holly, this is Kelly once again, and I just want to say that you're amazing. I'm glad that I finally had the opportunity to hear your story and other stories included with the story. You know, it's like there's all these other little avenues and streams of stories that come off of, you know, your original story. And, it's just got me pumped up to continue with what I learned, you know, for the Boulder Blitz and really, like, get my shit together.
Oh, that's great, Kelly. That's great. Well, because behind you stands 1,000 people whose lives will be touched and changed, and I don't know what greater thing any of us can do on the planet than to be in service to others and to do it in such a profound, in-depth way that actually changes the course of their lives and the quality of their lives. I think, you know, this whole business is an incredible spiritual experience because we're all in service to all these magnificent people that we encounter in our lives that are what I call our divine appointments.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. So how about, Sarah or Aaron, Linda? We can't hear you if you're talking, by the way. You're probably talking, and we can't hear because you're muted.
This is Sarah.
All right, Sarah. Hi.
Hello. And again, Holly, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us, and it was wonderful to hear your story, like Kelly said. And I love just hearing your enthusiasm and your passion because that gets me excited, and I know that that's what this is all about, is letting people see the passion that you have for this business and for the products. And I think I just need to step past my fear to let that passion shine through more. So that's kind of what I'm taking from this.
Yeah, I would, Sarah, say that if you saw a child walking out between two cars and a big truck coming, where would your fear be?
Oh, it would be way in the back of my head.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Exactly. And so you have to look at everybody like they're walking out slowly, insidiously, with arthritis, cancer, heart disease, that is the big truck. And so if you realize that you're being afraid or frightened about speaking to somebody, you don't have time to think about it because their life is in balance. And if it isn't theirs, it's somebody they know. So you will learn. And the first few times is the hardest, when you just open your mouth and you probably fumble around a bit, but it only gets better with practice. And so when you think that somebody's life is waiting to learn what you are learning yourself, that's the motivation. Because I can tell you that my personal experience is that I was terrified of public speaking, so much so that I would either pass out or think I was going to, or my throat would actually close. And Robin knows this. I mean, she saw me do this many times where I was, but I was one nano more passionate than I was terrified of public speaking, and that's what kept me going. You have to get over your fear, and the only way you do it is by forcing yourself to do it.
Thank you, Holly. That, yeah, to be more committed to helping others than a fear of what they're going to think of us. And that you can see how that she embodies that, and you're a different person than you were 12 years ago. That's great.
Yeah.
So how about you, Erin?
Yeah, thanks, Holly. That was lots of great information. Thanks for talking with us. And I think the last part about, you know, learning people's stories, if you, you know, get them down, then you always have something to talk about and you don't have to, you know, think on your feet as much, which I'm not really good at.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one way. But the more important one is to get their story. It's all about them. It's never about you. It's not really even about other people, though that is the way you segue into them. And the way you keep them interested is to tell them, you only say stories to give them hope and to have them know that it works. But it's really about them. So the way you get to about them is the health evaluation questionnaire. And you know what their aspirations are, what their goals are, and what's going on for them, and walk them through step by step. And you don't really have to know anything because it's all written. It's either on Team Crown or it's on my site or on LifeForce. And all you have to do is, I mean, for years, even now, whenever I give a speech, I don't do it out of my brain. I always have notes. They're flying around. I'm like, you know, referring to everything stops until I find out the next thing I'm going to say. You don't have to be a rocket science and a professional Toastmasters speaker because that doesn't cut it. What cuts it is your heart that translates is, look, I don't really know what I'm talking about yet. I'm learning, but let's go to the website together and Robin will help us and we'll go over this health evaluation questionnaire and we'll see where you are. Yeah, claim it, name it, put it on the table. I don't know, but we're going to do this together. And I'm learning and I'm finding my way and I'm so grateful that you're willing to, you know, try this out. We're going to do this together. That's so much more relatable. And the questionnaire stands on its own. I mean, anybody can go over a questionnaire. You don't have to be a know-it-all. Does that help?
It does. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Gosselin, how about you, Linda? We can't hear you if you're talking. Are you still there, my dear? Boy, maybe she had to go, but I'm there. Is that you? Nope, can't hear you, Linda. Maybe she had to go because I know we've run over here by a few minutes. Okay. Well, you know, I think the only thing I would add in closing is just to say that, you know, through that passion and conviction that you describe, Holly, that you know that this can that this can transform people's lives, you know, from your own experience, you know, from the inside out, that we can borrow, you know, Holly's belief and experience while we're on our way to transforming people's lives and have our own stories of people who we've been able to help. And or in my experience and the experiences of people's stories on these websites. So yeah, read them, learn them, and I'm sending you different testimonial resources, you know, in by email. But this is, borrow ours while you're on your way to getting your own. But you will have amazing stories through your outreach of people whose lives you've been able to help in small ways and huge ways. So, yeah, don't have to have it in place to start. You can use ours. That's really the main thing I wanted to say. So anything else before we close, Holly?
No, Robin, that was great. You know, it's nice to get people on the right track and held closely so that they know what's possible and can hear it from those of us who just came before them. I mean, if you guys had found it first, I'd be listening to you. I mean, I am nobody, trust me. I'm just somebody who was sick, who got her life back, and was really happy about it. That's about the size of it. And I made a study of everything because I realized, oh, my God, I got my life back. How many other people are out there that would give anything, would give everything to be able to get their lives back? And I was broke. And I saw this as a way to be able to get out a hawk and be able to share what I love doing anyway, was helping people and doing health. You know, I loved health. I mean, I'd gotten to a point where that was all I could think about because that was my lifeline. So it was just an amazing, it was an amazing gift to me, and it's become my spiritual practice because it's all about service. And the, you know, you'll find that your whole world will become, life force is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that actually is out of the box and doesn't really relate to much of what goes on in the regular world, because it kind of goes next to what other people are doing, and people can't quite believe that this is a real deal. It's like, I earn real money, and I earn tons more than most anybody, any of us know. And I go, I can't believe that. You know, I earn in a month what most people earn in a year. And it's crazy. And I just am so blessed. And I feel like, you know, this is a viable, real way to be able to be in the world and buy your life back and be free and healthy and hanging out with people who are up to something and doing something that's the coolest thing on the planet. Which is being in community with people who are wanting to create an extraordinary life. And I often tell people, you know, there's a level of wellness that most people don't even know exists. And there's an extreme life that is sitting and waiting for you. And all you have to do is follow the little yellow brick road. And nobody knows that road better than Robin and Michael and the people that have come before you. So it really works. And there are really people out there that are waiting to meet you, and you are very blessed. So thank you so much for believing in somebody long enough to be able to take another step. And that's all we do for each other, is we just keep encouraging each other to take another step, because that's all there is to do. So blessings on your next few steps.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good sleep tonight. Have wonderful dreams.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Take care. Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome. Thanks. Night, everybody.
Good night.